This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're a week away from a possible government shutdown. Speaking of shutting down, Rupert Murdoch resigns, a 70-year career in media. He resigns. He tosses the baton to his son, Lachlan. There is heavy drama in Hollywood of the sort of let's get a deal done. Workers are resorting to bake sales and going to flea markets and doing everything they can to make a dollar or two, because of how long this has been going on. They got mouths to feed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what is happening in your world? Hopefully good things for good people that are listening to this show. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts on anything 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I got a lot of email, in fact, on the Rupert Murdoch thing. What did I think was going to happen at Fox? Is Fox going to still be the same? Oh, no. Julie said, does this mean that it's going to completely change who we see on air and what's going to happen? And the answer to that is I seriously doubt it. There is no way that's going to happen. It's too successful in what's happening there. There's no reason for that. I've talked to some friends there. They're not actually very worried at all. They know Lachlan. And he's been there, and they don't see any big changes happening. A lot of what was fluctuating has already gone through there in the last handful of years. But this was expected. This was expected that eventually he's going to hang it up. And now in his 90s, he's decided he's going to do that. So there wasn't a big run from the other siblings, because there's two other siblings that could have been involved in this. But James Murdoch resigned in 2020 because of disagreements over certain editorial content published by the company's news outlets and other strategic decisions. So that was that. But Lachlan was the guy. So the reins of Fox and News Corp go to him. And I think it just continues to do what it's been doing. He being Rupert Murdoch, built it up and built up his empire, we know, from those newspapers in Australia. If you go back and you look at the history of his career and when he first ventured into the biz, the media biz, he purchased some very profitable newspapers and made some of them much more profitable. So eventually he moved into the U.S. media market with the purchase of the San Antonio Express and the San Antonio News. Did you know that? In the 70s. In 76, he bought the New York Post, which he sold in 88, and then reacquired it in 1993. 85 was big. He picked up 20th Century Fox, a movie studio, and by 86 he had launched Fox, a broadcast network that ran shows that became big classics, The Simpsons and The X-Files, for example, right? So we know the history, and I think pretty much it, like in 96, that was the start of the Fox News cable channel. And we saw careers that were bolstered because of it. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Megyn Kelly, Sean Hannity now. But that's not going to change. I don't see a lot changing with most of those properties, right? The things that aren't profitable, of course, that's always going to be in flux. This is in flux. A tropical storm, the strengthening storm, will cause a slew of problems along the eastern seaboard and maybe a little bit inland, they're saying, that we're talking about off the Atlantic Ocean, wind and heavy rain and rough seas, and it's all about that low pressure that's formed and what happens with this cyclone. and it's showing, looking at a model, I just looked at a model a short time ago, that it's going to kind of go in, I call it the cove. When you look at the East Coast, when you look at Florida, how it curves in and then goes up, shoots up all the way to New England. And it's going to be a little, I think it's going to be a little bit further up toward the East Coast. So North Carolina is probably where the landfall will happen. And it's going to be kind of a tropical storm. It may land that way. So a lot of rain, and it could be windy in Raleigh and in Richmond and then Washington and New York. Same thing, you get a lot of that. Some of the scenarios could be heavy downpours, heavy downpours and strong gusts. And so something to look out for, because that means what? Maybe some of those low-lying areas, high water, fallen tree limbs and other debris that happens when any of these areas we're talking about get hit with enough rain. And it kind of looks that way. It looks like that's happening. All right, on the Hill, it looks like nothing but dysfunction is happening. Nothing is happening. We are close to a shutdown. If the federal funding lapses, that's what we get. If you remember back in 2018, there was one that lasted over 30 days. And when the air traffic controllers refused to report to work, that's when suddenly things got solved because they weren't getting paid. So how long will this last? Will it really happen? It does feel like it this time around. I said that the other day. I'm not hoping for that. I'm hoping that there is some clear path to get something done. But if you remember this, narrowly it was averted the last time around, heading off that U.S. debt ceiling. So now it's about these bills, these appropriation bills, and it doesn't look like there's any kind of an agreement. I'll tell you what, who's going to get the blame for this is going to be Speaker Kevin McCarthy, because the Republicans are very split on this, behind the spending bill that only the narrow House majority can pass. I mean, that's the way it's looking. So there's big trouble in Washington, and it will affect some people the longer it goes on. If it's shorter, obviously it doesn't take as much of a bite out of people and paychecks, but if it goes on, it will do that. And it just doesn't feel right to me. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that some cooler heads prevail. They figure it out. I don't understand why we always have this drama when we know it's going to happen. Speaking of drama, Eagle Pass, Texas, completely overwhelmed because of the growing wave of people that are coming across this small Texas city. It's exploded. If you look at just this week, 3,000 went into Eagle Pass on Wednesday, 3,000 plus on Thursday. They're looking at, the Border Patrol is estimating by Friday, 10,000 will have illegally entered Eagle Pass in the week. It's on pace to be the worst of the border crisis yet that we've seen, because they're just completely overwhelmed. Talk about something else that never seems to get solved. And this part of this is in response to the Venezuelans who are getting that asylum because of some of the political upheaval, awful upheaval in that country. Stay with us.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave. Man cave, man cave, man cave.
All right, so we are in the man cave. The big thing is the Niners beat the Giants 30-12. I watched that game. Christian McCaffrey, he is just beast mode in a much different way. He's been incredible since he was traded to the 49ers, and he tied Jerry Rice's 49ers record for consecutive games with a touchdown in that win. I mean, he's, again, just incredible what he can produce. And so 3-0, that's where the 49ers are. I love the 49ers story because their quarterback, Brock Purdy, was Mr. Irrelevant. Last player chosen in the draft. Who would have thunk that he would lead the team to where it is? He's perfect for Kyle Shanahan's offense. And it is fun to watch them play. One of the biggest rivals of all time for the 49ers, if you go back in history, some of the phenomenal games, and I witnessed it because I traveled with the Cowboys during some of these, not the early years, but some of the years where it was pretty exciting, because it never goes away, the rivalry. But the Dallas Cowboys got some bad news. Their star corner, Trayvon Diggs, suffered a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee during Thursday's practice. See, it just shows you how this game is. This was during a one-on-one period in practice, and he was spotted inside the team's facility on crutches. Then he did the MRI, and it revealed what happened. It's a blow for the defense. They're ranked number one in the NFL in yards allowed and points per game through 2 weeks. He has 18 interceptions, tied for the most in the NFL. So that's bad news Bad news for the Cowboys. Diggs signed a 5-year, $97 million contract extension with the Cowboys during training camp. It included a $21.25 million signing bonus. Yada, yada. You get it. So the Cowboys just have to move on. What are they going to do? They got to wait it out. But this is big. When you talk about a torn ACL, I mean, now we've seen two big stars down, boom. This one in practice with Trayvon Diggs, and of course Aaron Rodgers. What happened to him on the turf for the Jets? A handful of plays into his season. So we kick off another week in the NFL, Week 3, with that 3-0 now for the 49ers with the big win, I'll call it, over the Giants. And then we're on to the rest of the week. Just a reminder, our Nail the Score game this week, for fun, for those of you who aren't playing, was the Eagles and Tampa Bay. So you can imagine in my world there's some trash talking going on about Tampa and about the Eagles. The Eagles, if they win, are 3-0. Both of these teams are the only 2-0 teams that are left on the board. It's a good reminder to you because we're going to have great prizes. This time around, I'm hoping we do have someone that nails the score. But whether we do or not, three people will be getting gift certificates from this show because you're going to be all the names are going to be thrown into a hat, and at the end, some kind of a hat. At the end, we will draw three winners who will get some awesome gift certificates just for playing along. And you do that by calling us on Tuesday, first hour, final segment. That's when I unveil the game of the week. Or you send me an email during that time period. And I'll keep reminding you so you're aware of it. And we'll have more details on all of that as we go through the season. I mean, you know, we're still pretty early in the season. Speaking of early in the season, college football is just a week ahead, right? Week 4, and there's a lot of buzz over a lot of things, including Colorado, Oregon, because of the Deion Sanders coaching deal and how well he's doing, and his son, who is an incredible quarterback. This is that must-see game. They're both 3-0. Oregon's 10, Colorado's 19 or 18, depending on the poll. But Saturday, this one kicks at 3:30 Eastern. This is a very big test for Deion Sanders and his team to see how they do, because it's going to be a tough Ducks defense and certainly offense too. As well. And there are going to be some other games I think they're going to be fun to watch. And I wanted to say this because I'm a big fan of some of the kids that go to LSU, and I've seen, when I lived in Texas, I was invited down. I'd go and watch some LSU in my days there. But LSU starting safety Greg Brooks was diagnosed last week with a brain tumor. He had surgery to remove the mass. He did. That's a good thing. And his family released a statement just the other day updating his status. And they're saying that the large brain tumor was successfully removed. And they're grateful for the medical staff and what happened and that he continues to fight. And they're waiting for more clarity on the extent of the battle. So the good news is that he had that surgery, and what happened was he started having that vertigo earlier in the year, and it was a symptom of the tumor, and he felt that dizziness and this past week, and they decided to do the MRI, and then that's when they discovered the tumor. See, boy, you just never, ever, ever know. I mean, he transferred to LSU prior to last season. He started 14 games, all 14 games of 2022. He was fifth on the team in tackles with 66. Really popular, very, very good kid, and we wish him the best. That's really tough. Major League Baseball, I keep saying it, but we're getting closer to the promised land. And what is that? Great baseball. Because the best time to watch baseball is spring training to me, because it's fun to go and watch. And then to see what happens when you get into the postseason. So there's all kinds of scenarios as to who's in, who's tracking on possibly winning and, you know, winning a wild card spot, because then that's what it comes down to. And boy, oh boy, a pretty exciting year for the Baltimore Orioles. They got a playoff berth with that walk-off win in the 11th inning against the Rays on Sunday of last week. That was a big deal. The Rays, same thing. They hooked up a spot in October. Not surprised there. Both of those teams were having good seasons. And then it's just about the wild cards. It's about, you know, breaking down the races there and who has the chance of getting in. And then once they get in, how far do they go? And looking at the divisional races and then getting closer to making the World Series, who, you know, who makes it in and who doesn't. And, you know, at the beginning of October is when you have the wild card series right away. And that's, wow, I can't believe it. And then the second week, the ALDS, NLDS, and then the championship. And then before you know it, World Series at the end of October could go all the way, if it goes all the way to Game 7, could go all the way to November 4. Phew. November 4. Yeah. I would love it. Whoever makes it all the way to the end, I would love to see it go to 7. That's when you're on your edge of your seat and you have no idea what is going to happen. Who knows, right? Who knows what's going to happen? I know it's coming up on this show. Once we bounce out of the man cave, we're going to have a conversation about the workplace. And we're going to really surround this topic with two really great books and a couple of really solid authors who have dug deep on the subject and in different ways. One is Natalie White. We're going to have a conversation with her. We'll go to Canada and talk to her about the workplace, bringing your whole self to the workplace and what does that mean, and clients and employees and leaders and putting that all in one pot and how you sort it out. And then Canty Ford and Patrick Ricketts join us from the UK, and they have a very powerful book that really dives deep into what we talked a lot about on this show, things that should not have happened in the past to people in the workplace and it really just in general in life, and how we move through it, how we move forward. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss that conversation. Think of the isms and dumping the isms. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with words like ethnic cleansing. They jumped the barricades and also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make the arrest. The U.S. is standing by its allies.
The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Hudner shot down several attack drones over the Red Sea that were launched from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen early yesterday morning. The ship and crew sustained no damage or injury, but the Pentagon later said the American ship itself was not the target. That attack drone likely on its way to Israel, according to U.S. officials. I'm Corey Myers.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Is Workplace Actions Matter? Yes, they do. Natalie White, the author of the book, is in our virtual green room. We bring her here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight with a really significant book that when you look at where we are in the world and the conversations we're having everywhere in the tug of war, this couldn't be more significant. I think it's significant always, but especially now. Natalie, thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So you take all that you've learned and you look at what the workplace is like now. And am I right? Have things kind of toppled in a few different directions, partially because we went through the pandemic and then you threw in remote work and all that that entailed?
Well, yes and yes. like I think the pandemic kind of like put a spotlight on some of the challenges we had in the workplace. But I've been like in the public service for 32 years and in leadership position for over 25. And to be honest, the challenges that we have today, we have them throughout the even pre-pandemic. Like, you know, like, embracing diversity, workplace balance, workload management. Those are all topics that we had pre-pandemic. But during the pandemic, I agree that it kind of spotlighted our challenges. And I think that when I looked at all our interactions, all our actions really matter in the workplace, and it's not somebody else, it's not HQ, it's not the boss's issue, you know, like your interaction with a client will impact the confidence they have in your organization. So like us talking today, like, if you treat me well, I'm going to have a confidence in you. But if you don't, well, then, you know, my confidence, is my trust in you will be quite challenged. So, yeah, so I find that the pandemic kind of, like, put kind of a spotlight on some of the issues in the workplace, definitely.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You broke the book down into four sections. And you can really, what I love about your book is that you can start anywhere in the book. You can pick it up anywhere, and then you can go much, much deeper. So tell us about the book and how you broke it out.
I designed it so that if you're a geek like me, you want to read it in one sitting, you can do that. But if you have some issues with clients, for example, you can go directly to that section and you can, you know, get some insight so that you can go deeper. I wrote it so that you have a wider topic, but you can choose and pick and choose and then go deeper into a topic of that challenges you or that you really want. And it's designed, a chapter is like one or two pages. I think the biggest chapter is 3 pages. So that if you have 5 minutes, you can read it. But if you have an hour, you can continue on the section. So no matter if you like to read or not, you should have... You should be able to enjoy this book, actually.
And you talk about clients, and we won't tell everybody everything about clients and what you talk about as far as that's concerned, but give us one little nugget. What's something to look for in clients?
Well, it's our interaction. For example, if I'm in a call center environment and I talk to you on the phone and you're calling to inquire about the status of your benefits or status of your application, or just to, you're having an issue with a service or a product that you got. And our interaction, the way we're talking to each other, is going to have an impact on if that client is going to come back or not. And if that client is going to trust even your brand. So that is powerful for leaders to understand that the front end, a delivery person has a big impact on your brand. So if you're polite, if you go the extra mile, if you don't have to agree, but if you're respectful and understanding that the client feels that he's understood, well, then most likely he's going to come back. And this has been backed up with years of research that proves the relationship, the direct correlation between client satisfaction and employee engagement as well.
Yeah. Is there ever a time, and of course it depends on clients because you have clients of all sorts, where you shouldn't even take a client, where a client is, it's the opposite, where the client's a little bit too abusive?
Oh, that's a given. You need to set boundaries. And this is where, as an employee, you're responsible for a healthy work environment. And like, this is where each sections are interrelated. Like, for example, in the section for employees, there's 13 factors that create a healthy work environment. That's the national standard identified 13 factors. So if we, as an employee, we should never get abused by any clients, but you can be respectful and say, sir, miss and sir, at this point in time, the language that you're using is offensive. I really want to support you and help you in resolving your issues, but if it's continuing in that direction, I won't be able to. You give them, I think, I used to work in that environment, and it's kind of like strike one, strike three, and strike three, you're out. So, but being firm and being polite with them protects you as well as an employee. And some client needs to be reminded that.
Yeah, and I think you're right about setting the boundaries and about understanding. And then that goes to the trust, because if I'm a leader and I have some really good employees, then I'm going to trust that they can handle the situation and I'll get the right interaction back, because I'm not part of that interaction when it happens. Am I right?
Exactly. And as a leader, for you to enhance that trust, you're going to give the employees the training that they need. And in turn, they're going to demonstrate to you that they can handle those situations either by their performance or asking appropriate questions or asking for support. And the employees, like, it's kind of like a dual relationship. The employees also need to trust that you as a leader, you'll be able to support them if the clients say, because what's the number one thing that clients that are dissatisfied with you will say, well, I want to talk to your supervisor. Well, the supervisor needs to trust that the employees did their job and that, you know, what they will have will support the venue that the employee was at. And again, if the client continues to be belligerent, he's going to set their own boundaries, because leaders are employees too, right, at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. What does it take to be a good leader?
Oh, that's a great question, Kate. And I'm a firm believer we're leaders at all levels of the organization. Like, as a front-end employee, I represent my company. I represent my leaders. So I, in itself, I'm a leader. I believe that authenticity, you know, like you need to be authentic in your relationship with the organization, with your own leaders, with the clients, and with your colleagues and yourself. Obviously, there's key leadership competencies that helps you to do that. You know, like, some people think that leadership is a charismatic leader that you see out there that is all that. But no, leadership can be learned. You can have those key leadership competencies, and now the Ivy League developed what they call the character-based leadership. Well, you look at yourself, you kind of like conscious of who you are, what you do, and the impact that it has on other people, on yourself, and on the organization. I'm a true believer that anybody can be a leader. You just need to make the choice to be a leader, and it's a conscious decision, and you need to set that, you know, like, that path forward, and then move on. Like, I did not decide to be, I never thought I was going to be a leader. I just got, at first I wanted to be an employment counselor. That was I had a degree in psychology, and that was my calling. At the same time, life, you know, brought me to leadership. And at one point in time, I made the conscious leader decisions to be a leader. And I've learned everything. Like, Simon Sinek, for me, is a key influence about start with the why. Why is it do you want to be a leader? So once you understand that, you can build around that, and that gives you your energy. You're forced to move forward. Because I can tell you, Kate, it's not about the money. Definitely not about that.
It's not about the money. How important is it, and you talk about so much in your book, it's wonderful, Workplace Actions Matter. We're speaking with Natalie White. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. How important is it to bring your whole self to work?
In any organization and anything that you do, for me, like, this is a fundamental premise. Like, I wouldn't see a world where I wouldn't be able to bring myself or my old self to work. And that's why trust is so important, and so that you trust that the organization will accept you with your imperfection, and that you'll be able to grow in an organization. You know, it's hard when you spend 40 hours a week at work, and you have your colleagues there, you have your supervisors there, you have your client. You need to gain energy from somewhere. You know, you need to have that purpose. Your purpose needs to be aligned with the purpose of the organization. I really had to push to be there for my family, and that's a big cause. So that's how important it is to be able to bring the best version of yourself at work. So you, at the end of the day, you have additional energy.
Perfect place to end this. That's it in a nutshell. And dig deep on this. Workplace Actions Matter. Natalie White, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is such a powerful book. I cannot wait to introduce you to Canfe Ford and Patrick Ricketts. I'm taking you to the UK, and they have combined and written a book that I think is such a game changer. Bias Impacts How Culture and Diversity Affect the Leadership Journey. It's everything that we are talking about constantly. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Well, nice to meet you.
Canfe, tell us why you wrote this book. What experiences did you have that you felt you wanted to team up with Patrick and put it into the book?
We met at a director's forum. We're both directors of different companies. And we sort of got shuffled to the end of the room and realized that we were different in appearance from everyone else. And we were talking about all the different experiences we had to get us to these senior roles and thought it's because people don't understand the difference. They don't understand what we've had to go through to just get promoted. So we decided that we'd share our lived experiences to get to that place in order to give people those insights.
Yeah, Patrick, what did that feel like to share those insights? So, you know, the same question as I asked Canfe, your path to saying, yeah, I'm going to write this.
Yeah, some of the challenges I faced throughout my career were very similar. The glass ceiling, the limitations of what you'd be involved in. And we had those sort of discussions, which really After Kathy asked me, should we write this book? I thought absolutely, we should do so.
And in the book, you, I love how you've broken it down. And in the book, and you said to me, both of you off the air, as we had a lovely off-air conversation, that you keep getting feedback about the hints and the tips that you have in it, which is so tremendous. So there is big takeaways for all of you listening. You can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And one of the chapters that stood out to me is you talked about, does activism reinforce bias? Tell me about that, Kanthi.
Well, fundamentally, it's getting the isms out of making a difference. You know, we were trying to create an inclusive work environment and home environment. And people are acting, you know, feminism, activism, all the isms need to be gone so that we can just influence and engage people and people can understand that to embrace the differences.
Yeah. And do you feel the same way, Patrick, that it's, you know, the labels, that you hear the label and automatically somebody has a reaction?
Absolutely. And what I would say also is how you go about engaging those senior leaders, those ones in positions of influence. So how you articulate your arguments in terms of, you know, what people that look like us face is really, really important, that you do in such a way that these individuals listen and engage with what you've got to say and, you know, look at the behaviors within themselves and their organizations and take on board some of those hints and tips we talk about in the book.
Yeah. How tough do you think it is, Patrick, and you talk about this in the book, to change people's views, to get through to leadership? Because there is a lot of chatter, as you both know, certainly in Europe and in the United States, and this show reaches lots of corners of the world about what we're discussing here and the focus of your book. But so often I think employees are frustrated because they think it is just chatter and it's so hard to make that challenge, that change. It's such a challenge. Do you think so, Patrick?
I do think so. I do think it's easier than it used to be. I think social media has helped a lot. I think organizations don't want to be seen not to be doing the correct things to bring about change and reflect the societies in which they ply their trade, where their businesses work. So I think there's a lot more listening going on there, but it's having the right topics and real life examples that actually brings it to life.
Ah, real life examples, and you have many of those in the book. So Kanthi, I'll ask you about this that Patrick just threw out. Give us a real life example. We don't want to tell everybody everything about the book because you can get it, you can dive into it, and it's a very easy, impactful read. But give us an example.
Well, one of the examples would be when my very first job, from when I went into television, and we were looking at my next role in television, and I went to see the director of HR, and we examined all the different types of role that I could have, and how difficult it was because the industry was quite unionized at that time. And eventually he just said, well, to be perfectly honest, the easiest way to do it is to sleep your way to the top. He says, and I can give you a list of names of the people that you could do so with.
Wow. Oh, wow. We've heard that story too many times. Hopefully we don't hear those tales that much in the future. We hope that's the idea of your book and what we're talking about here. Patrick, give me one of your examples, if you would.
The one I'd like to give goes way, way back, and it really talks about an individual who was asking me why on earth he felt I had a place in the organization, and we don't need people like you in the organization. You're taking the place of other more important people. That was shocking to me.
Wow, and how do you deal with that?
It was a struggle. I sat in the car and thought about it for quite some time, and I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my wife about it. You know, it was in the era when, you know, who are you going to talk to? You couldn't prove it. And ordinarily, back in those days, you know, you were seen as the adjutant in all of these things. You weren't necessarily listened to. So you stayed silent.
Yeah, and then we see what's happened with that silence, and that's why the road now meets where your book is, for sure. And Kamfi, you know, another thing that you talk about to kind of boomerang off what Patrick's saying, how, you know, you just didn't talk about it. What were you going to do? And then if you did talk about it, what would happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you talk about is making relationships work. Oh, that is so powerful, because that's really at the heart of all of this. How do you make the relationships work? What do you talk about in that chapter?
It's about understanding your biases. It's about being aware. It's being more cognizant as a leader or as a human being that, you know, we all have our own biases, our beliefs, our differences, and being able to be aware of them and have conversations where you create trust and build curiosity makes huge, huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I said to you that you have hints and tips and whatnot in the book. Patrick, give us some tips. People are listening right now, and again, we're not going to tell you everything. Get the book, for goodness sake. But as you listen to this, there's something you can pull out of it. What's a nugget you can give us?
Yeah, I think a real practical thing that leaders of organizations can do is, rather than pass down the line responsibility for making change and behavioral change, and actually take the lead. And one of the examples I use in my everyday life is someone actually sponsoring an individual coming into the business, so that CEO can get first-hand experience of the challenges that person faces. So when they are making decisions at senior level, they've got a bit of insight in terms of how their decisions are impacting people within the communities that they serve, but also individuals they're bringing into the business to become the next executives within their organizations.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And we don't see that happening enough. You would think in a way it would be obvious, but it's not.
No.
Right? Yeah. So, Kamfi, as we kind of wrap up here, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
As one of our readers said to me, it opened their eyes so that they could see things differently from a different point of view. We'd like people to take the book away and read it for the hints and tips. We've also created workshops, whether either face-to-face or online, that we can then unpick those hints and tips more and get people to practice them in safety before they release them on their families, their communities, or their businesses.
I like that, so they can do it in safety. So if somebody wants to find that, where can they go?
They can go to the book, or they can go to www.kfbconsulting.com. That's Kilo Foxtrot Victor Consulting.com.
Ah, easy to remember. Patrick, so you have the last word on this. The takeaway that you hope, I'm sure, is very similar to Kamfi, but what else would you throw in there?
I would say that you can change your behaviors. I've seen it happen within organization. I've seen it myself through the journey in this book. You know, there are things, you know, I have my own biases, and I'm more cognizant of those now, and adjust my behavior accordingly and use my changes and how I've experienced it to give people insight into how they can do the same.
I like it. Again, this is a book that's easy to read. You can pick it up. There's a lot of ways to use this, as we've discussed. Bias impacts how culture and diversity affect the leadership journey. Kamfi Ford, Patrick Ricketts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.